Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining my Life and Lemons podcast. Did you really have to just make a noise while I'm talking?
Sorry.
No.
Take two.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining my Life and Lemons podcast. My name is Paris. Obviously, I am your host. I'm actually here with my husband today. This is going to take so long. Yeah, so I would like to start off this episode by saying that this is a safe space and a safe place, and that I really just want to encourage honesty here and a place for everyone to come and listen and feel a part of something. So without further ado, is that how you say it? Without further ado, I would like to introduce my husband. What's your name, sir?
Cody.
Cody, what?
I'm Corey.
Corey, what?
Right.
If you're not right, you're wrong.
That's right. I was born right, baby. You're introducing me.
So, I would like to introduce you to my husband, Corey Wright. Say hi, Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Fuck, how did I not know that you were going to do that? So, this episode, it's not really going to be too much about what we spoke about last episode, but I did sort of want to bring my husband on here and sort of go through how he supports me during my moments, during my struggles, and just a bit about our relationship, I guess.
Okay. Love story from a guy's perspective.
Yeah.
Short and sweet. Met at the academy. Got knocked up.
You got knocked up?
No, you got knocked up.
Ah.
Yeah. No, so met at the police academy in session two. So we met at the police academy 2019, session two, in our troop group. We were a bit flirty. Surprise, surprise. And then as we were going along, we found out that we both lived very close to each other our whole childhood and somehow never managed to run into each other, probably because I was a home bug. Complete opposite to what you were.
Meaning what?
You were just a lot more social.
Yeah, and got out. You're lucky there, boy.
So then one thing led to another. We decided that we would carpool back home one weekend. Ended up having our first relations, to keep it PG.
Your first relations.
My first relation ever. That resulted in our first beautiful boy being impregnated into her.
Hopefully I can get this up and running on YouTube, but you would have just seen me almost gag and vomit.
Apparently it's disgusting. So yeah, got pregnant from there, thought I destroyed her life because she was meant to be moving to the country, and then lucky things happened to work out. So yeah, finally graduated from the police academy, went out, so then I'd make sure we always went to the doctor's appointments and whatnot. Always making sure I was there because it was my responsibility. My little baby wasn't going to abandon it. And then, yeah, as she's stated before, all kind of worked out organically. And about 4 months into his life, we started, how would you say it?
We moved in with each other.
No, it wasn't moving in straight away, but let's just say I was over a bit more, rather than just for our oldest son, it was a bit more for her as well. Then it grew from there. After however long, we ended up getting engaged. It was April 10th in 2022, must have been. Got to a sunflower field, a favourite place in the world, but I'm not romantic apparently, so. And then got engaged. Then exactly 5 months later, we got married, because if you're engaged, why the hell would you need to wait a prolonged amount of time to get married? Makes no sense. And also, we got pregnant with our second kid. Well, actually, we used the engagement to announce our second, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Even though everyone already knew, we actually properly...
We did a proper announcement. Yeah. Because that's what you have to do nowadays with social media.
You're a good storyteller.
Wow, up to date. That's not my profession. I've never claimed to be my profession. Sorry if I'm boring anyone out there. But yeah, and now here we are with two beautiful, beautiful boys, our own house, trying to live our best lives, doing the best we can.
That was really beautiful. I mean, I think I could have done it better.
Probably, but for some reason you wanted my point of view.
Because I just wanted to see it from your perspective, I guess. We didn't really go over this, but just on the whole, when we first met, what was your first impression of me?
I can't recall the exact first time that I ever met you or saw you.
What do you mean?
we've talked about that before. All I recall is that we just got along immediately. And then things just kind of built from there. I don't know what it was. I think the first time was actually in like a... The first time we properly started like having a chat and getting to know each other in a sense was in a... like doing wrestling, boxing stuff, weren't we?
Oh my god, so here's a story for y'all. Y'all? Where did that come
from? Would that be the first time?
No, definitely not the first time. We're floating stuff.
We were talking a bit before that, but then it probably built a bit more from that.
Yeah, well, here's a story for you guys. So, Corey is how... You're 6'4", right?
6'3".
Oh, shit. Yeah. You're 6'3". I'm... What did we say?
5'8".
I thought I was 5'4".
No.
Oh.
Jesus.
Anyways, Corey's 6'3". I'm not very short, but I'm also not extremely tall. And so we were partnered up to do a boxing sort of...
It was a protection thing.
So we were partnered up and we were told, no, you have to punch each other's heads. So Corey's like...
We're wearing... boxing mitts. We're wearing the boxing mitts. The ones that you punch, not the gloves. And then we had to practice there was three different positions that you had to practice. So we went through them, and the last round, you had to choose whatever one you wanted to protect yourself the most, and you had to do it for 30 seconds, and whoever was hitting, we got told you weren't allowed to hold back, and you had to just basically try and beat the crap out of whoever you were hitting. For some reason, we were partnered together.
And
let's just say it resulted in her having a bleeding nose and me feeling horrible about it.
My nose literally bled and he did not hold back. Well, saying that he didn't hold back in a sense of like, oh no, I'm not going to do it at all. I'm not even going to touch her. Like he punched me, but he could have done some damage if he wanted to. Not that he would ever want to, but anyways.
I think the first time when we actually went to start it, you're just like, go on, don't be a bitch.
Because I was like, I'm so strong. I was trying to be like, you know, flirty and be like, don't hold back. But
it was like, we're at the academy. I've got to show I'm tough. It's probably a bit of that. So it's like, yeah, don't hold back, go ahead. So I think I just absolutely kind of clobbered you on the first one. And you're just like, ah, fuck.
And I was trying to act so tough, but fucking hell, it hurt. My head felt like it was shaking within, like my brain was going side to side. It was awful. I do have another question. What do you love most about me?
Just your whole personality, the nature and the caring side of you is just absolutely beautiful. No matter who it is, you want the absolute best for them, and you would essentially put yourself last to make sure that others are living their best lives in a sense. And that's what made you an amazing cop when you were a cop.
Mm.
It's what makes you an amazing person.
Thank you.
Welcome. Love you more.
I'm okay.
And it's what makes you an amazing mama. And it's what makes you an amazing mama.
Yeah. Now, as we know from, I guess, my first and last episode, and really the whole why of me starting this podcast, is that I've struggled with just a lot of things mental health wise for many years. And so now I'm just trying to, I guess, not only come to terms with it, but figure out coping mechanisms and just do my best to get through each, like, obstacle, each task, just get through life without feeling like I'm being weighed down and just in, like, moments of despair. And just, so yeah, mental health is a really big thing in my life. It's a big thing. It's something that I'm very, is it passionate?
Yeah.
Something that I'm very passionate about, talking about, and just, I just wish I could help everyone that is going through their struggles. And so whilst I've been struggling with, you know, depression and anxiety, as well as being diagnosed with complex PTSD recently, my husband, well, Corey's been in the background guiding me, supporting me, loving me, and doing everything that he can to help me through these moments. So I would like to ask Corey if he can share a bit on how he copes when I'm struggling with my trauma. Whether that's how he copes for himself, like how, if that's how you cope for yourself, like things that you put in place for yourself when you're watching me go through these things. I know it's not something that you've ever had to struggle with yourself, but you also know how hard it can be or how easy it can be for something to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you cope when I'm going through my, like, struggling with my mental health?
So, like, how does your mental health affect me, or how do I deal with helping you?
Both.
Well, obviously seeing you deal and struggle with your mental health, it's not easy. But it's a lot harder for you than it is for me. It's never even a thought in my head of it being an option whether I'm helping or not. It's a how do I help, not a do I need to help. It's been a lengthy journey so far in terms of dealing with it, and we're learning as we go. My coping, I suppose, I don't know, I don't overthink it. It's each time as it comes, as it happens, it's okay. What do I need to do, or what does she need from me to be able to get through right now? And it's speaking to other people, it's looking things up, it's getting her to go to a counsellor or go to a psychiatrist or whoever it needs to be, or and it's just about putting those coping mechanisms in place and making sure that I'm doing my job as a faithful husband, as a doing what I promised from them from the moment before marriage. I told her before we're even married, if we're going to be together, it's forever. It was probably the one thing I was saying. It's just, we've got a kid. If we're going to be together, we make it work no matter what. There's no option of a split. That we don't even think about that. So it's about, how do we get through this? How do we make it work? How do we progress and make it better? I hope that answers the question.
It does. Thank you. And on that note, that's something we've gone, I wouldn't say back and forth a lot, but something that I've struggled with a lot is that when I'm going through my struggles and those moments, I tend to say that we need to break up and you need to leave me, because I constantly feel like I'm just burdening you and burdening the kids and burdening everyone around us, and that you would, all of you guys would be better off without me. And whether or not that's just me not being a part of your lives or not existing. I just really struggled with that up until recently, where I've always known that you were going to be there for me, but now I really know what feeling safe is like. And it's something I wanted to say, like I wanted to go through what we were talking about on Friday night, just before the game, about how I was just overwhelmed with happiness. And so we were getting ready to watch the game. Jamie had gone to bed. Corey's dad was coming over and we were having pizza night. So it's usually fake away or takeaway night on Fridays. And we were just getting set up and I was just overwhelmed with happiness. I felt so happy and like content and just this is living. This is living. Just with my boys around me, I just felt so happy. Until my heart started to race and I felt overwhelmed with like worry after that, anxiety, like I didn't know how to be happy, and it was just the weirdest feeling, because like I knew that it was going to end or that something was going to happen, and like the happiness is just, it's like it's just so short. And it could just go away within a second. And that's my anxiety, I would say. And what were you saying that night?
I was saying that because of your growing up in your past, whenever you've had a situation where it's been, or at least meant to have been filled with joy, it's always ended up in disaster, let's say. Like, it's never ended up being well, so it's always kind of resulted in a bad memory or resulted in being bad, so that's just automatically what your body's going to switch to. So rather than feeling those emotions and being like, this is something I can enjoy, it just automatically goes back to being like, okay, I'm enjoying this. Anytime I've had a moment where I've been enjoying something like this, it's just always ended in disaster. And so you just, it's like a trigger response almost. And then I also felt like it was a case of, because I'm not sure whether I was confusing it with anxiety and excitement, but I know it's like, and the feeling of being nervous and stuff, because I know the feelings of being nervous and the feelings of being excitement are the exact same. So it's the exact same sort of feeling. So you start like getting a bit sweaty, you start being, your heart starts racing confused. A bit.
That's what
and it was just, yes, it was a case of your body automatically goes to, okay, it's anxiety, it's a bad thing, rather than being like, mm-hmm. No, actually, I'm just excited. This is a good feeling, I'm happy, I'm not. And then it's about your automatic thought, unfortunately at the moment, is leans towards a negative thought rather than a positive thought. Which is where we're really working on positive self-talk, and which I've always been about, and I've said that since the start of our relationship, and ever since I've known about your struggles, which was pretty much straight away, it's always been about that. Let's talk positive. Whenever we go on to the gym, find something positive about your session, even if you don't feel great, there was something positive. Every single time there is something positive. So. Yeah, I got a bit off track there, but yeah.
No, I loved it. That's really what I was hoping for, a more in-depth response, and I really enjoyed that, so thank you. Now, obviously, so in my first episode, I brought up a few secrets. In my most recent episode, I, you know, went through my past, only a little tiny mm-hmm. fraction of it.
Yeah.
And coming from you,
mm-hmm.
what... is something you could say to me about that? Some sort of response you can give me, knowing
about your past.
Yeah, if you could summarize like a quick like.
I say it to you, not necessarily on a daily basis, maybe a weekly basis. Whenever you start getting down, and you start going into your past and getting like falling into a bit of a depression, because you start thinking about it too much. Your past is your past. it is what it is. That was the old you, and this is a new you, and it's two clearly different people, night and day. Obviously, I didn't know you back then, and I know you now, but I can easily tell, just by the way that you speak about it, that you're a completely different person. You're a horror movie loving person back then, and you can't stand them now. There's a lot of differences. So, it's just because you've done certain things in the past, you live and you learn. So, you've learned from your mistakes. Well, even at the time, you didn't even necessarily know it was a mistake. It was something that you felt like you almost got trapped to do. It happened. You move on. It's not the person you are now. There's lessons in life at all points, and it's just about learning from them and moving on, becoming a better person and growing as you go. That's all we can do.
I love that. But is it something that I know you don't think about often or dwell on it? Because like you said, my past is my past, but have you, or do you ever get caught up in thinking, oh, so she's slept with how many people? Or, oh, you know, like, is there things she's not telling me? Or, should I trust her to go to her work Christmas party? You know?
Never. I've never been concerned, because you told me all these things so early on. You were very open about it. You even came to me in terms of your concerns of saying how you're a flirty personality and you're worried that your old ways are going to come back and resurface.
And I'm going to be honest, they did. And we both know they did. It happened very early on in in the first year of us actually dating, that I was extremely confused and I did not believe that this was real and that I really deserved a committed and happy, loving relationship. And then, as we know, on our first anniversary, I was overwhelmed with love, and it was like, then I knew that we were just in love, and it was really forever.
No concerns ever. It was all a battle that you only ever had in your own head. It was, I could always tell by the way that you spoke to me and the way you spoke about me that there was nothing that was going to stop our relationship. You were so in love with me, I was so in love with you, still am, still are. And it was just almost like a demon that you had to face in that sort of setting, where you're worried about some flirtiness in the workplace that might have transpired into something, which I suppose technically didn't a little bit, but then as soon as you felt uncomfortable, you called me immediately and I got you out of that situation.
You did. You said.
And then guess what? You haven't looked back. You haven't fallen back into an old version of yourself. It was never a worry.
If you could change something about my past, what would it be? There's one answer here, darling.
I've always said, as shit as it has been, your upbringing, it all led to us. So, in a way, if I could take away the trauma aspect of it all, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. But everything that you had to go through led us to being together. I've always said, it's like it was meant to be. So, in a way, nothing, which sounds brutal as fuck, but if I could take away the trauma aspect of it, that's what I would take away.
That's lovely. That was the right answer, by the way. That was
why. It's the answer I've always given you.
Yeah. This is going to be my last question for you.
Okay.
So, do you have any advice for like a friend or a family member if they're like watching someone struggle with their mental health? Whether that's things they can do to be of assistance, whether that's things for them to cope for themselves or how to show their support. Any advice at all?
I suppose the one thing I've learnt, I suppose, being with you, is firstly, before we were together, I did not pay attention to mental health at all. I almost thought, in a sense, it was just you're a bit sad, get over it, sort of thing. Which sounds shit, but I know there's a lot of people out there that does have that opinion. And I think that's probably the hardest thing from people, especially when you don't deal with mental health or you don't have it, because thank God I don't have it. I don't have to deal with it. I don't want to ever deal with it.
For yourself.
For myself, yes. In terms of, like, with you, I'll deal with it every day for the rest of our lives if need be. It doesn't faze me one little bit. But yeah, it's more so if you can educate yourself, in a sense, in terms of the struggles of mental health, if you can just support whoever it is in whatever the way. Generally, I tend to find, and this is experience from the job as well, is if you speak to people that are struggling with mental health, they will know in some sense of another, like in one way or another, just something that will help. Whether it's talking, whether it's in that moment just needing to be alone, whether it's giving them an idea of what path that there is, because there's so many different paths that they can take. And there's so many different places that can help. And even us, we're still going through that journey and figuring out all the different places that can help and what helps best, like, just about just being there. Just if you do see them going through a bit of a moment where they are struggling, reach out, ask them. Some people are just waiting for that question to be asked. Just saying, is everything okay? Even, and a lot of times, they're too proud, they will say, yes, everything's fine. But then just reiterate that you are there. If they do need you, reach out. Do not ever be afraid. That goes for... And if I do have any other friends out there that do need anyone to reach out to, I'm more than happy for a chat. I feel like through our journey, I have become a bit more equipped to understand the struggles a bit more, especially from the outside sort of perspective.
But also, as a male perspective, it's a bit different. I feel like not many men would, you know, we know someone in our lives that usually would just walk away in that moment. And I feel like for you, you've really equipped yourself with the knowledge and wanted to be physically present in these moments and help. And I think it's something not many people would realize or know about you, and that you are a very calm, loving, and someone that you can turn to for support and help. And I wish everybody in the world knew about you. I really do.
I haven't really had to, in my personal life, deal with too many males with mental health. My brother does struggle with it, but he's very self-aware about it, and I have reached out to him a couple of times. So I probably should reach out to him a bit more in regards to how he's doing, making sure that he's doing okay. I know people do feel weak if they try to admit that they do have a problem, like, and they are struggling with mental health, but believe me, it's not weak. It's harder to come out, and makes you actually stronger to come out and say that you're struggling with something. Especially, like, if you are, then just holding it in and taking all that burden yourself. Nothing in life is easier doing it yourself rather than in a partnership or in a group setting. So, yeah, my advice is just if you know someone with mental health, just make sure that, and you don't have to be overbearing, Just,
are you okay?
Just asking people if they are okay. Just letting them know that they are there. And even that alone, they won't necessarily come to you if they are going to go to someone, but they might go to someone else. So it does start the conversation. And you never know when asking that question might even save someone's life at some point. Yeah, and if you are struggling with it yourself, please don't be afraid to go to and speak to someone. You have friends. I know for damn sure if I went to my best mate or my wife and said, I'm struggling, I need help, they would drop everything in a heartbeat to make sure that they were there to help. So, and everyone's got someone. Whether they feel like they do or they don't, I can guarantee everyone has someone.
Okay. Yeah, it was so beautiful. I love you so much. Okay.
I love you more.
You're so strong. You're really strong.
I just your husband. That's my job.
Yeah. You know, on that note, just like Corey said, if there is anyone out there who is struggling with their mental health, doesn't have to be your mental health. It could just be that you are struggling in certain situations and just struggling in general. Reach out, whether that's to me, to a friend, to a family member. I'm very willing to respond where I can. I'm a busy mum with social anxiety and tend to not reply to messages straight away, but I will get there. So I am more than happy to receive messages and be a friend when you need it. And that does bring us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart to everyone who has hopefully tuned in and listened to this wonderful conversation that I've had with my husband, Corey, and I'm so thankful that he was able to come on here and be so transparent and open, and not just with me, but with all of you. And really, my hope is that in sharing my story, my life, then it will help others not to feel so alone in theirs and in things that they are struggling with. If you did like what you heard today, it would mean the absolute world if you could share it on to the people you think that might want to hear it or might like to hear it. Follow, like, subscribe if you want to hear future episodes. Even leaving a review, that would just mean everything to me. So, yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. I will just share my socials, so if you were wanting to get all the updates, follow me on my socials. So for my podcast socials, we've got Instagram, and that is life_and_lemons_podcast. TikTok is life_and_lemons_podcast, and then for my personal TikTok and Instagram, and it is just Parise Wright. So thank you so much. Is there anything you want to say, darling?
Okay.
Thanks, babe. Is that all?
Sorry, that was me.
No, I liked it. Let's leave it at that. If you guys want to follow my husband, because he's really, really hot. Like, really hot. And, like, really hot.
And don't be, she'll get jealous.